Hello, hello, everyone. Great day, my dear sweet supporters. Welcome back to the globally recognized Can We Talk with Jewel podcast, proudly sponsored by FundraisingCup.org Ministries. As always, I remind you all that this platform serves as a beacon of insightful discussion, grounded in faith and honor of our Father. Here we discuss various topics relating to supporting communities in all walks of life as we are attracting a more diverse audience with a shared passion for growing spiritually and applying these life-learned lessons to our day-to-day experiences. So I want to encourage you all to continue to support this podcast and to donate, of course, because every little contribution helps. So thank you guys, those of you who have made contributions. We really appreciate it. We just made a donation just this past week to a gentleman and his family in Sudan, as well as in Africa. So please continue to help us support those that really, really could use that extra help. Okay. So with that said, the last podcast I dedicated to my father in heaven, my grandfather. It was his birthday. And, well, today I'm here alone because this is a very, very intimate podcast, that I'm sharing with you guys today. This podcast I'm dedicating to my grandmother, Sarah Claxton, or my first mother, that paved the way for me to walk into my calling with nothing but faith and truth as my armor by my side. So I want to thank you, Granny, for walking by my side, guiding and protecting me all these years. It is because of you the phoenix is rising. Yes. Which is today's topic. Phoenix rising. Judgment is in. The meek shall inherit the earth. Oh my God, was she a meek woman, but gifted in so many ways, I tell you. I mean, she could just glare at someone and see past their lies and intentions just so swiftly. And she was so disciplined. I always admired that about her. May today's podcast truly pay homage to you, Granny, for all you have done living and in the spirit to get me here. So today's reference scripture is taken from Job 29:7-20. When I went to the gate of the city and took my seat in the public square, the young men saw me and stepped aside, and the old men rose to their feet. The chief men refrained from speaking and covered their mouths with their hands. The voice of the nobles were hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouths. Whoever heard me spoke well of me, and those who saw me commended me, because I rescued the poor who cried for help, and the fatherless who had none to assist them. The one who was dying blessed me. I made the widow's heart sing. I put on righteousness as my clothing. Justice was my robe and my turban. I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. I was a father to the needy. I took up the case of the stranger. I broke the fangs of the wicked and snatched the victims from their teeth. In my own nest I shall grow old. I shall multiply years like the phoenix. My roots will reach to the water, and the dew will lie all night on my branches. My glory will not fade. The bow will be ever new in my hand. Amen, amen. A very touching passage for what I'm going to share with you all today. Those of you who have been following my story closely know that I have testified and shared many times about being targeted spiritually and, you know, from family due to greed, right, being at the root, unfortunately. And some of the things that I have endured, I think I sometimes amaze myself that I was so resilient and kept standing and kept going. But I think the love that I have in my heart for my children, knowing that I am all they have, it's really amazing, the power of love. But needless to say, you know, I had a revelation the other day, and it was when I was, of course, being gang stalked and dealing with noise campaigns of the sorts. This particular individual that was sent did something that triggered a memory, right? And it was an aha moment. And that memory was, well, this person started just stomping with their heels and following me from room to room and, you know, just trying to get my attention, let me know that they know where I am and where I am at. But it triggered a memory of that happening before. And when it happened before, it didn't happen, like they weren't targeting me. They were targeting my mother-in-law. And I remember she was starting to lose her mind. And I didn't fully understand what was going on. But I remember this moment when she was in the kitchen talking to me, and she said, you know, we're all going to die someday. Like, she was giving up because they were so persistent. And I can assure you that for the last couple of years, that's one thing about them, is that they will not. They're relentless. But I remember when she was saying that, I heard someone stomping above her head in her kitchen. And as she walked from one room to the other, it was like they were stomping, kind of following her. And I remember kind of looking up and looking at her back as she walked away. And I don't know if I kind of shrugged it off as a coincidence, or I definitely thought it was strange, but I couldn't fully relate. And that's the thing with what they do. Those that are unaware of these organizations, these groups that do these things, if sometimes when you can't relate to it, you don't fully process it right under your nose, right? And so it happened to me, so I can totally understand. Like, it was right there happening that my mother-in-law was being targeted and driven crazy. And it didn't click, because who would think someone or some group would do something like that, right? It just seems like it's too much to do for someone. But I guess we don't wrap our minds around this whole life insurance thing, right? Some families are opting for certain individuals in their families to be sacrificed for life insurance. And I know this for a fact because even there was life insurance placed on my children and the individual didn't even ask me for permission. And I didn't think much of it at the time, but now after realizing that I was a target and, you know, possibly my kids could have also been targeted as well, it's really concerning, right? I mean, and these people, it's not just the gang stalking that's concerning because those that are pretty strong in spirit can bypass that. But these individuals turn it up and they try to poison you. And, you know, the things that I know I've gone through and by the grace of God survived, many haven't. Many have been poisoned in their cups of coffee and were never the same, right? Lost their mind. Became, you know, had dementia or whatever it is, you know, these organizations and groups of individuals are so well organized and who's going to report them if they have so many people bribed to not say anything as this continues to happen. And you know, sometimes I look back at certain individuals and I think about how many family members passed away around them. And it's funny because many of us initially would feel empathetic, right? That would be the natural thing, is that we would feel empathetic for these individuals, like, oh my goodness, you're losing everyone around you, never considering that, oh my goodness, you're sacrificing everyone around you for wealth, for a position in these groups to, you know, be well respected and have this ego as I can, look at me, I can sacrifice my family. Look at me, I can sacrifice my only child. Look at me, I can sacrifice my my parents. I mean, how, you know, dedicated am I to this group, which is insane. Like, why would you want to dedicate yourself to a group more than your bloodline? But this is what's happening out here. People have lost their minds, right? And you know how they say the head will be the tail and the tail will be the head. So, and then they make it appear that those of us who are sane are losing our minds. Okay, so excuse that interruption. This is definitely not the first time I have experienced these selective dropped calls during key moments, but I want to continue in saying that, you know, our natural instincts would be to feel sorry for these individuals, right? And feel like you must feel all alone, never considering the fact of how diabolical they are in, yeah, volunteering all the close ones around them for their own selfish gain. That took me a little while to process because I'm so family oriented and, you know, I would do anything to protect my children, just get up and go. And pray to God for covering if need be, but the idea of just sacrificing someone for popularity or wealth is just insane to me. And when it was revealed to me, when I had that aha moment, like, oh, they thought it was my turn. This is crazy. And, you know, these individuals, they work with these covens and secret societies that I've mentioned from time to time, these organizations that provide them the resources, guys, and the people to help them get the job done. Sometimes I can't even find the words to understand how did it become such a norm that so many people would partake in murder or murdering the innocent to help someone sacrifice them to steal something from them. And what's happening is that when other people see that they have become really good at what they do, let's call them hitmen, spiritual and physical hitmen, they will invest in them to do the same with their families. And so it goes on and on and on. It's an ongoing cycle because these individuals are in such high places that it's just become complete lawlessness and it's out of control. It's just like, you know, who's getting sacrificed this month? Well, you know, that's just what it is. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And I guess when I was placed on the altar, dear kind Heavenly Father, I can't thank you enough and my ancestors for waking me up so timely, because I was fighting for individuals that wanted me dead because I was so family oriented and because I wanted to hold family together. It just, you know, revealed itself to me as to what they have all tripped in on and committed to. And I tell you, guys, I share my story with you because I also want to warn you that this may happen to a close one near you, and to be wary of who you get into relationships with. And if you notice that their family members are disappearing annually, you start opening your eyes, start asking the right questions, ask them what groups are they affiliated with, because it can save your life. Trust me. Those of you that are divinely chosen and suspect that you are being targeted, like right now, right, whereby they're trying to trap you or set you up in some kind of way, you have to use your discernment. That's all I can suggest. And because the Lord helped me and told me when to move and how to move and what's going on, you really have to listen to your intuition and separate yourself immediately from those that are investing in bringing you harm. You know, I would also suggest recording incidents so you can later go back and kind of piece together participants, because, you know, so many people will take a bribe nowadays. It can sometimes become overwhelming and trying to figure out, like, so you're with them and you took your tax dollars to invest in this? Really? Yes. and then you over here, you took their tax dollars to, it's a mess. But most importantly, I want to encourage you to not worry about what people think when your life and your children's lives are on the line. Do whatever you can to protect them, protect yourself, protect your energy, and save yourself, love yourself so that you can live to tell the story, which is what I'm doing. I want to tell you guys the story and help lift the veil on these crimes because it's just a never-ending story. You know, I was thinking about Jesus, right? And how they tried to kill him as a child. And many of gifted individuals had murder attempts made on them as a child where it failed, similar to Jesus. And when he grew up, they tried to set him up, right, as well, and endlessly torture him, right? And then they ultimately beat an innocent man to death that they knew wasn't guilty because they were simply jealous of the favor, the love, and positioning he had with the Most High God. And this is, I think I did a podcast a while back about Christ consciousness because this is what many are going to experience, that wrongful persecution, people kicking and celebrating the attack on innocent women, innocent children, the elderly, things that were on, you know, as a country, we thought was just not on the table for discussion. Well, not only is it on the table, but for the right price, a neighbor near you will partake in it, which is troubling. And, you know, let me repeat. As a result of envy, I want to emphasize that, they committed heinous crimes that everyone knew Jesus, or better yet, let's refer to him as Yeshua, did not commit, right? These devils and demons are still roaming this earth, okay, doing this to those that carry the blood, the royal blood of our Father in them. You don't have to do a thing to be set up, tortured, and have multiple murder attempts on your life. Today, still, you know, he took a beating and lynching, knowing that he was innocent. I have to keep emphasizing that because I think those of us that have this innate passion for justice, it irritates me when I see an innocent person being prosecuted and held accountable for someone else's crimes. And so I have to keep emphasizing, this man was innocent, and you all sat there knowing he was innocent. And you know, for a lot of narcissists or ego-driven people, they don't understand the implications of attacking an innocent person until it happens to them or someone they truly love. And then it's at that juncture they want to know, where's the law? Well, you didn't want law. You wanted lawlessness. You wanted to thrive in an environment where demons attack the innocent. So where will your help come from if that's the atmosphere you thrive in, is my question I pose back to them. You know, the thing about Yeshua that was also so amazing is that he sat there and didn't even defend himself, didn't retaliate. I mean, you think about the kind of maturity, not just physically, but spiritual maturity, to let them carry on and tell those of us who have a passion for justice to, he told us, don't stop them. Let them do what they're going to do. And, you know, it's not until you're placed in a similar situation that you understand the level of growth that it takes to get there spiritually, right? The hierarchy you have in the spirit to say, let them continue, because they will reap what they have sown. And I don't have to exert myself in trying to bring my own justice, because I know that Father already sees, as above, so below. And so for every blow, for every unjust attack, it will be accounted for in these upcoming days. And so we have to let them go. Let them damage our things. Let them invade our spaces, wrongly persecute us. And I know for many of us, you're like, what? What is she talking about? Trust me, I get it. They will set so many traps for individuals and manipulate so many situations where you may even feel like there's no way out, and you'll ask, like Job, which I just read, where will my help come from? Right? You'll feel like the Father has abandoned you to some degree, and that's what they want. That's what these demons want. They want you to feel a certain way, feel like you're abandoned, feel like you should give up voluntarily and give up your seat, and you should not. I repeat, you should not. It doesn't matter what they do. They can't go with you, and they know that. So this is what they have decided or dedicated themselves to doing, because they know ultimately for those heinous crimes, there will be a price to pay. And I don't say that lightly. The things that they've done in the dark, that they thought no one was watching, and they laughed and high-fived and, you know, got away with it so many times. It's just time is up. I don't know what other way to say it. It's time to be held accountable and realize that your life is not more important or more valid than anyone else's simply because of an earthly position or a spot in a secret society. None of that matters to our Father at all. And I think we're going to see that in the next upcoming days as more truth is being revealed. We're going to see more accountability. We're going to see more people actually paying the price for the things that they were doing in the dark. And many of us may be surprised as to how dark, because what they put out is likely to come back. And many of them, I don't think they are prepared for that kind of energy. It was fun going out, wishing that on other people, you know, throwing a rock and hiding your hand and having fun at the stake of someone else's abuse and torture. And, you know, mentally, I can't wrap my mind around why anyone would find pleasure in that other than being broken as a child and not healing. But I can't, I don't get some of these sick, hidden fetishes that many families don't know and friends don't know about these people you hang out with day to day. You laugh, you kiki, and you don't know that this is the sick stuff that they're into behind closed doors, you know? You know, they have tried to break me with everything they had in their arsenal, every demon, every witch, and every warlock. And I'm still standing. I'm still here to tell the story as clear and concise and sound as possible. And I'm grateful to God for it, because I know there are many people before me that could not live to tell this story. They have felt susceptible to earthly things. Maybe they fell short in loving themselves and loving others enough for God's intervention. And so when I say that I'm truly grateful from the bottom of my heart for God stepping in for me, I am. Because the traps were surely set every which way you could imagine. And they did not fall short in attacking my children every which way you could imagine. But here I stand. And I didn't flip out like Yeshua. I didn't lose my cool. I didn't even retaliate. I mean, I may have had some thoughts. I kid you not, of, ooh, man, if I didn't have the growth that I've had spiritually and I was still that young Jewel from college, I don't know if it would have ended this way, but I'm thankful for that growth to look back and see that I've walked closer with Yeshua in the test. And what better way to pay homage than to take your beating, carry your own cross, have faith and that our Father's glory will prevail. I want you all who have made it this far, because it seems like many of us are going through various trials this heinous at the same time. And if you have made it this far and you've passed your test and you're ready for your testimony, you, my friend, are the Phoenix Rising. And I'm so happy for you. Judgment is in. And for every blow you took as an innocent child of God, just imagine the glory, the reward. You played your position well. You did it. I'm proud of you. All that you have done and how far you have made it. And if you're anything like me and had to carry children on your back while getting attacked by all of these individuals, organizations, you're a beast in the spiritual realm, man. And you all about that life. So I tell you, I support you. I'm happy that you made it this far. You pretty much walked on coals and didn't blink an eye with your faith. You are a living, breathing testimony of God's love. And may our examples and wisdom be shared in testimonies to those facing challenges in the future. And, you know, I have to reference one of my favorite music artists from New York. And people are sometimes surprised that I listen so closely to him, but I think he's really an amazing guy. And that's 50 Cent. yeah, I did listen to him growing up. And one of the lines he said that helped me get through this this test here is, if it can't be done, if I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. And so I want you guys to hold on to that thought that, you know, God has empowered you. And if you can't do it, then it simply can't be done, because no one can fill your shoes. They can't carry the gift that was placed in you, despite their ridiculous efforts to try to take it. But that's a story for another day. So, like I said, if I can't do it, tell me it can't be done. Yes. So I want you guys to take that message and hold on to it, those of you who have been tested. Let our resilience be spoken about long after our children's children walk in prosperity, because we broke the chains of generational curses on our lineage. So I am called to encourage all of my fellow supporters and survivors of brutal injustice today. Judgment is in, guys, finally. What a timely podcast, right? Our Father watched it all, and the love he has for you will be felt around the world. Yes, I said it, around the world. Help is coming for every unjust blow. Justice season is here, and what a time to be alive, sisters and brothers. When I say, Daddy don't play about you, he don't play about me, I truly want to reflect on how many vessels were used to attack you just this year alone. Daddy said 1,000 may fall at your right hand and 10,000 at your left. Do you hear me? You've overcome, if you're anything like me, and still dealing with, scammers, thieves, tormentors, poisoners, bloodthirsty, dark, sinister participants. You name it for this promotion. Father said, bring them to me and lay them at my feet for judgment. If you did nothing wrong, call in judgment. And let me tell you, I like to compete. So if you are anything like me, when Daddy says bring them to his feet, I want to bring all 10,000 and just say, I went over and beyond the call of duty, Daddy. These people were just heinous with it. They wouldn't stop the beating. I didn't do anything to them. But some of them not only opened their vessels, but their children's as well, which was really hard to watch during this long, lengthy trial. But, you know, they made a choice. And that's the thing, you know, we're taught very early that we have a choice on this earth. And we all have the freedom to choose if we want to harm innocent people or feed the homeless and entertain angels unaware, right? It's totally up to the individual to decide. You know, if they want to be evil and harm, deceive, scam, kill, whatever it is, without repentance as much as they can, when will enough be enough? Truly, if God doesn't send certain people to bring them to him, right? Because they'll never stop. And so our Father decides when you stand in our Father's place and bear witness and experience all of it for his glory and his kingdom, that's when you know we are mere reflections of our Father, and also reflections to those doing evil of their deceptive deeds and practices to our Father. So, you know, we get to see what's truly in these individuals' hearts to do to innocent people, whether it's for greed, lust, or just selfish desires. Many have experienced what they have done to so many other people who have not made it this far. And that's why I keep saying, you know, I celebrate you, and you are a phoenix rising. You have made it this far and tucked it up to they usually tuck it up to another one biting the dust, which is sad to say that that's how little they value a human life, right? And they are entertained by these humiliation rituals that they do to people for their unchecked egos and it's beyond me. It just sometimes seems like the world has flipped upside down with child molesters, abusers, hidden fornicators, and spiritual abusers, just to name a few, that those of us who can see beyond what the eyes can see are a threat to them and a threat to the status quo, because they would like us to be sipping our lattes and not noticing or identifying that these children are being trafficked. And how? How is it happening? Well, those of us that they may have targeted in certain ways, well, we can now see how it can happen right under our nose, how cameras can be installed, how devices can be hacked, how we now have the formula. And the question is, when is good law enforcement going to do something about it? And hopefully, I think our hope is coming soon. So they're in there. They're trickled in there that are not compromised with these blood oaths and, you know, greedy ambitions. So I feel like it's moving. Our Father's moving our soul sisters and brothers into play, and hopefully some of this will be exposed so that we can start saving more lives of innocent children, innocent women, innocent being the key word. But I believe ultimately the Most High God has spoken and said enough is enough. And when we are called, we just must answer. That's just the bottom line. But in the meantime, speaking of answers, I have a few questions for my own family occult members. And so maybe if you run into them, you can get the word out. And so my questions start with, where are the missing children? Care to share what you've been doing with them with these occults and the collaborative tax refunds you guys all invested in together for rituals and murder for hire? Oh, who changed the hidden will? That would be good information to share. Or where is the attorney that partook in all of this? How long have you invested in trying to give me and my children nerve and brain damage, as well as ongoing spiritual attacks and community gang stalkers? How much was that investment? Who did you send to pretty much try to kill me by sabotaging my vehicle? I'm just curious to know that one. That the vehicle just totally dissembled on the highway, guys. So I told you, I can tell you so many stories of how deep this is, but tell me this. If I only gave two of you, and you two know who you are, my home address after I relocated due to all of this chaos, how did he get it? It's funny because the two of you keep implying that the other one gave it to him. But the truth is you both chipped in on this during tax season with the plots and the plans, which is pretty clear now. But in any case, you know, by the way, are you guys ever going to discuss the sacrifice made to steal the inheritance that wasn't yours? Is that ever going to come up with an apology to me for over 10 years of trying to destroy me, my reputation, everything I built for greed? Is anyone ever going to apologize? I'm just curious. Come clean and admit the occult that you're into, what you have buried in your backyard. And you, dear miss, you already know that I found your voodoo doll, right? You know I kept receipts and photos, this sneaky. Why did you place them in several rooms in my home? My son's bedroom, really? Oh, wait, I have time. You know, I'm here to spill all the tea today and stand in truth and faith and honesty about what's been done. And, you know, I also kept a copy of the note you had next to the voodoo doll, which was very intriguing to me, where you handwritten an apology to God for what you did to my son next to a voodoo doll. What did you do? Now, I'm sure you understand why I had to take him and leave. You know, enough is enough. Put away these demonic toys. Why do you and your co-conspirators take so much hidden pleasure in torturing God's children? Really? Is it because deep down you're afraid that we can see past the manipulation, the deception, and start to walk into our purpose and see you for who you are? Were you afraid that that day was going to come? You knew it was going to come because you've been looking into our destiny for some time. You know, I'm going to close out by saying, because I know I hit you guys with some deep, deep questions and examples of what I'm enduring. And that's not even the icing on the cake, but you guys got a taste of just just some of this madness that was invested in. And I think it behooves me that when you get involved in this stuff, which I just can't imagine, like, how does it start? You know, someone comes up to somebody and say, hey, you know, such and such was left something, and they don't know they were left something. So let's alter the document and torture that person with my affiliated group. Will use their resources, and you know, there's one of us in just about every facet of life you could imagine. So we'll make that person's life difficult for no reason at all, other than the fact that we feel as narcissists that they don't deserve what was given to them by their loved ones that treasure them. We feel we deserve it, and we should also torture them for it. It's a very interesting mentality to even embark on in its initial phases. But then as it progresses and you watching that person get harassed and get tortured day in, day out for years, where is your, I can't even think of the word, to be honest. It's beyond just ethics. It's, where is your just humanity? Because I truly could not watch that and do it all for greed, for something that doesn't even belong to me. I mean, full circle, it's just insane. And then to pull so many people in on this karma that has to be paid for harming an innocent person for something that doesn't belong to you is beyond insane to me. But you've done it, and you would have gone as far as you possibly could. If you could have taken my life, you would have gone there without any hesitation, which is a whole nother can of worms that also behooves me. And it's not like with these individuals there was any conflict. It's just greed. You know how they say it's just business, it's nothing personal? Well, you guys, even with family, killing an innocent family member is just business. It's not blood. It's not personal. Wow. Well, I think from this I've learned a lot, both spiritually and just how people can be manipulated outside of even family to partake in such demonic acts. And all I have to say is that Judgment Day is here. All of everyone who's putting their hand in the pot and threw a rock and thought they were going to hide their deeds, it's here. It's here. There's no more hiding. The meek shall inherit the earth. The phoenix is rising. So with that said, I want to thank my grandmother for giving me this heart of love, because that's what carried me, truly. She was so loving to me, and I want to thank her, because without her, I don't think I would have made it this far. Because I don't have a heart like that. They're not like us. And so I'm grateful, very grateful for the things you taught me, for showing me the foundation so early in the church, in loving others, in spreading the word in the gospel and teaching people the right way to go. I thank you. And as for the rest of my supporters, I think this was probably the most revealing podcast I've done with everything I've gone through. And I've hoped that not only have you grown closer with me over these past few months that we have done Can We Talk with Jewel, but I truly hope that I've opened your eyes, that if you've had individuals in your life, family members or friends that have been targeted for insurance policies, for stolen inheritance, that your eyes are opened and you can start to ask the right questions. You can start to see the red flags and you can start to help them. Because that's what it's all about, is paying it forward. You guys heard my story. And if you know of anyone that has a similar story, and even they can't piece together why has this happened, well, you have a reference point, and you can start asking them, hey, did anyone in your family die recently? Just before your world went haywire? And maybe you can start opening their eyes to see what's happening around them. I know it's not easy dealing with betrayal from your loved ones, and it can take a little while for you to digest it and accept it and do what you have to do, but you have to deal with it because they will deal with you. Trust and believe that. I want to thank you all for supporting this podcast. I want to thank you for supporting this ministry. Please continue to donate as always. And of course, you guys know I'm still doing my thing as a travel agent. So book with me, if need be. And I look forward to another podcast with you guys and your feedback, of course, to this one. So with that said, many blessings to you all, and thank you. Bye.